Hello, everybody. Welcome to Conversations with Kevin. Welcome, everyone, to Conversations. Cowboys are finishing up their fourth week of spring training, heading toward the annual Brown and Gold spring game. That's next Saturday, April 29th, in War Memorial Stadium at 2 p.m. Following their 11th practice of the spring yesterday, we had a chance to catch up with sophomore corner Colby Taylor from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and offensive guard Jack Walsh, also a sophomore from Palatine, Illinois.
With Colby Taylor right now, Cowboy defensive back and in particular corner. And Colby, to hear Coach Bowl talk, you've had an excellent spring. And he made a couple statements today. One, you're more disciplined, and probably that comes from maturity. But he says you're extremely coachable. How does a guy become coachable, do you think?
It took me a while. You know, I had a lot of ups and downs coming in as a redshirt freshman, you know. Had a lot of ups and downs. I had a bad attitude, like I said in the podcast before. You know, it was tough, but I had to fight through that, and I learned from that they just trying to coach you and make you a better player. They're not trying to put you down or put you in the back. They actually just trying to make me better, you know. And once I figured that out, it been a hell of a time for me.
Well, he's had a lot of good things to say, so you are figuring it out. What is the most difficult? You're always covering really good athletes. What's the most difficult thing mentally about playing corner?
The difficultest thing is when the ball is caught on you, being able to get back and erase it, but not erase it all the way. Keep it in your back pocket because you don't want him to catch that ball on you again. You know what I'm saying? So you feed off that. So that's the toughest thing, having the ball caught on you and being able to bounce back and play the next play with good energy and body language. Yes, that's the hardest thing at DB. Yes, sir.
You don't sound like a young guy to me. You sound like a coach.
Yeah, I done been at this thing. He heard my coach said so much. Coach Benny Boyd, shout out to my coach. Yes, sir. That's one thing I can say. He always emphasizes that. Yes, sir.
Colby, how has spring ball gone for you personally, but for that defensive backfield?
Oh, my God. It's been the best time of my life, I can say. You know, willing to be coach, locking it in, understanding the defense, where my help is at, knowing what's going around me, down in distance, you know, that has helped me big time. Yes, sir.
You know, as I look at you, you don't have the prototypical body for a corner. You're long and lean. You know, you look like a four in basketball. But where does that help? What's the advantage of your body build?
I got that length. I can get my hands on receivers. That's exactly that's what helps me, my length. Yes, sir. My length. So I could cover a lot of ground with this length. Yes, sir.
Now, I read where you did play receiver as well as defense in high school, an outstanding defensive player and offensive player. Could you have gone either way? Was defense your favorite?
To be honest with you, man, when I was talking to my dad about this when I was getting ready to commit. And I talked to my dad. I was like, Pop, I done did receiver, and it felt easy to me. Like, you know, I was scoring every play in high school. So DB, when Coach Boyd called me and he was like, Kobe, do you want to come to Wyoming to play DB? Something just hit me. It was like, let's do it. Let's roll. And then I never played that position in my life, but it just, like, stuck with me. Like, let's do it. You know, seeing Dion and stuff, growing up watching him, man, I want to. It's the hardest position, and it's so much you can learn with life goals with it as well. You know what I'm saying? DB teach you so much, man.
So, being a receiver as you were, does that help give you an edge as a defensive back?
Yes, because, you know, I know little keys. Receivers, they like to raise up. That's usually when they finna run, break down into a route. So, you know, I get little keys from receivers, you know, inside release, you know, it either going to be like a dig or something going inside of the numbers, you know. If they outside release you, you know, you don't get too many routes, hitch, come back or fade. So, you know, me knowing that, so I think that's what helped me as well, too. Yes, sir.
Okay, we know you're from Houston, but tell us a little bit about your family.
As a matter of fact, I moved to Houston. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I moved to Houston when I went to ninth grade. They do say I'm from Houston, but I'm really originally from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But I'll tell you a little bit about my family. You know, have a tough, on my mom's side, it's tough over there, you know. Things, it's a tough one over there, you know. It's a rough situation. So I moved over with my dad, ninth grade, you know, and that's, I think that's what I needed, a father figure in my life, and it set me on straight. Yes, sir. But family in Florida is pretty good. They're handling anything. It had a little flood, but they're okay. I reached out to them. They're okay. But definitely, I say my family's doing pretty good. They're in good spirits. My dad, shout out to him. Talk to him every day after practice to keep me in good spirits, telling me to keep going and stuff like that. So, yep, that's about my family.
Do you want us to say you're from Florida?
Yes, I would love that. I would love that. I would love to change it to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But I did move to Houston when I was in ninth grade. But I am originally from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Been there all my life and raised. Yes, sir.
Fort Lauderdale, it is.
Yes.
Kobe, you're a joy to talk to, and you're a joy to watch play. So have a great rest of the spring, and good luck this next year.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Good luck to you, too.
Sitting here with offensive guard Jack Walsh. That's a name that Wyoming knows about. His dad, of course, played here in the late 80s. I was just a kid then, Jack, but I remember it. talk a little bit about your dad and his influence, if there was much for you to come to Wyoming since he was a Cowboy.
Yeah, I mean, when he talks about Wyoming, you don't see, like, the stars in his eyes. I mean, it was one of the best experiences he's ever had in his entire life. He's made so many friends that he's friends with till this day that come out, you know, to watch me play, you know, because they had a Hall of Fame induction for the 88 team, and, you know, some of his best friends were out there, and that was our first home game against Tulsa, which was a crazy win. And just having all that and, you know, what the past has been for my dad and all that, and then what we're doing right now with me, it's just been an absolute blessing. And he really helped me, because when I was deciding what school I wanted to come to, and I remember when we came and visited and we saw the view, the school, the campus, all of it, I just fell in love just like he did.
Well, he's a great guy, and we enjoyed having him here. Are you better than he is?
Oh, of course. Of course I am. He says he wants to throw on the pads. He thinks he's got two more plays in him. He wants two plays at me, and then I think he'll call it a quits for good.
You know, Jack, you came out last year and as a young guy really helped this team. And just curious, you know, the experience of starting, you started a couple games, but playing in every game, what does that mean to you when you come into your second spring?
Well, now there's a certain expectation. I've made two starts, and I've played in a handful of other games, and, you know, we've had a few guys leave, and, you know, we're very young right now. We still got Frank, and, you know, Fia's, he's a little bit older now, but there's a certain expectation of me, you know, not to only just start, but, you know, contribute in a, you know, at a much faster pace than I did last year, and a much bigger factor, and I'm excited about it. You know, this is what any college football player's dream has always been, and I'm really thankful for this opportunity, and I'm ready to play.
What is it about an offensive lineman's mentality? It just seems to be a little bit different than other positions on the team. Is it?
Yeah. It's really just a relentless effort to, you know, help out the other guys. You know, you're just run blocking to, you know, make the running back score touchdowns and look good. You're pass blocking so the quarterback can look good and get it to our receivers to score touchdowns. It's really just the mindset is just a want to dominate, to contribute to the rest of the team. It's, you know, you have to be a very selfless person to play offensive line. And we love that. We love having that job. And I find it awesome to be in an offensive lineman.
You know, I think that's partly the reason why it seems to me your position is the closest group of people, the offensive lineman. And it's probably part of that you are selfless.
Oh, yeah. We're a very tight-knit group. I mean, we go out to dinners and stuff, and we hang out on the weekends. It's because, I mean, we're banging heads for, you know, 60, 70 plays in a practice for, you know, 2-3 days. And then you go do it in a game. And so, you know, really being a tight-knit group and, you know, having each other's back is really important, because if you don't have that, you're not going to be a very good offensive line.
When you started that first game, what struck you the most when you went through the game and then after the game when you sat down and reflected upon it?
I would say at the start of it, the speed was a little crazy, but I did get to play next to Frank. Frank helped me out a lot. You know, he's been here forever, so he really, you know, he helped calm me down, especially during the practice week. And then once you get that first play out of the way. You know, you kind of everything kind of the heart rate slows down a little bit, and you know after that, and we started out slow, but we scored two touchdowns late in the half, and then we ended up winning that game against New Mexico. So that was, but reflecting on it, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Now you played at some time on both sides, right? Or did you always were you always next to Frank during the year?
I started out for those the Illinois-Tulsa, Northern Colorado games. That's when I was at left guard. And then once Frank had gotten injured in Northern Colorado that following week and a couple weeks after that, I had to focus more on the right side at right guard and right tackle. And then E-Man had gone down, so then I had to play right guard for the New Mexico game. So a lot of switching and stuff, but I think of myself as a very diverse player, so I was able to do it.
Is it that much different? People probably don't know that it is. So how much different is playing on one side or the other?
There's a difference for sure. It's more just getting used to it. You know, you're different. Your right-hand stance versus left-hand stance. It might feel a little bit weird at the start, but once you get, you know, a bunch of plays under your belt, you know, you start to feel better about it, and you don't really recognize the change after that.
You know, you don't have all your guys, for sure, during spring ball, so this is probably a tougher question. How has it gone in your area, particularly the offensive line, with what you need to do this spring?
It's definitely been a grind, for sure. You know, we've brought those two defensive guys over to the offensive line, and they've done an amazing job. And I think really what we've just been focusing on this spring is just fighting and finishing. You know, that's stuff you can't really teach. That's stuff that comes from you yourself. So that's, like, something that we've emphasized a lot. And it's been fun. We've had a really good time with it, and we're even having new guys on the O-line from the D-line. You know, we're still a tight-knit group.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what you're majoring in. What do you like to do once football's all done and you're as old as your dad?
So I'm a major in kinesiology, and I would like to go into personal training, you know, train kids who, you know, want – high school athletes that are in the same position as me that want to go play college football. Coaching could be another aspect. And then, obviously, my number one dream, I want to play in the NFL. So,
absolutely. And I think the way you're going, you might do that, Jack. Appreciate you being with us, Jack Walsh. I think you are better looking than your dad.
Oh, yeah, of course. I hope he hears that, too.
Jack, thank you very much.
That'll do it for another edition of Conversations. Our thanks to producer Nick Seaman. Until next time, take care, everyone.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Appreciate you listening to Conversations with Kevin.